into my music room.
This is Anne Stowe, the granddaughter of Neville Chamberlain, and I'm being shown a little bit of family history.
You see this absolutely beautiful piano.
The whole of Downing Street is absolutely packed, crammed with people, absolutely solid.
The inscription reads...
This piano was presented in October 1938 to Neville Chamberlain by Julius Blüthner as a token of gratitude from the people of Germany.
Mr. Chamberlain said that he believes it is peace for our time as he looks round on the crowd of us standing here below.
Peace for our time.
This thank you gift is, in essence, the Peace for Our Time piano.
Peace for our time.
All very fitting, then, that it's being used today in a rehearsal for a new choral work by David Owen Norris, inspired by the words and especially the rhythms of political phrases.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Politics is very musical, right from the beginning of political chants. What do we want? When do we want it? That sort of rhythm comes again and again. And in preparing the selection of texts that I put together for my piece, I heard last November, after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, a very angry crowd going, "This is what democracy looks like." And that's such a fantastic, potent rhythm.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Quite simple phrases have a musicality about them. You've got one that's quite a recent one, haven't you?
What Malala Yousafzai said when the Taliban came onto her school bus, "I am Malala." Now, doubtless she said that in her own language, but it's become famous. But when you start to think of it as a musical phrase, you discover that it sums up everything about her political stance, which is of what we might call passive insistence. "I am Malala." It does have a wonderful rhythmic persistence. Pom, 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 pom. Pom, 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 pom.
The same rhythms crop up again and again.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
This one began in the 1970s in Chile, and it's something that fascinates Fred Cummings. He's a cognitive scientist who studies this place where speech and music meet.
I've observed the same rhythm being used by Brazilian protesters and Brazilian Portuguese, by Irish students, as they demand no ifs, no buts, no education cuts.
And it reappears again and again. Greece, Syria, across the Arab world. But what's perhaps even more fascinating is the research into what happens the moment you stop just listening and add your voice to the chant or protest.
They contrasted the brain activity when someone spoke alone and when someone spoke in unison with the experimenter. And finding that popped right out was that there was a marked change in the activity we saw in the brain. Specifically, it looked rather as if one's own voice was being treated as if it was someone else's voice. So this normal barrier that exists between self and other wasn't really there.
So it's more than just words or rhythm. It's the joining in. A bit of us, that sense of me, melts.
So the live nature of this kind of speaking is very important. Not to transmit a message, but to enact something, to bring something into being through being together and doing this together.
This is what democracy looks like!
Politics, religion, sports, they all do it. Words out loud together. We've long known its power. We're beginning to understand now why.
This is what democracy looks like.